Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Our American institutions of self-government and our culture are being undermined today by judicial supremacists. A supremacist is one who believes in or advocates the supremacy of a particular group. The threat to America comes precisely from those who advocate the supremacy of one particular group, the judges, over the lawful wishes of the people. Examples of the mischief these supremacist judges are doing to the American people and to our culture are all around us. Who would have believed only a few years ago that judges could change the definition of marriage and force the issuing of same-sex marriage licenses? Or that judges could prohibit schoolchildren from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance? Or that judges could order the removal of Ten Commandments monuments and plaques in public buildings and parks? According to the laws of all 50 states plus the federal government, marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife. How could four Massachusetts judges suddenly declare there is no rational basis for that definition and then order same-sex marriage licenses to be issued? The Massachusetts state constitution was written by John Adams and adopted in 1780, and any claim that John Adams could have endorsed same-sex marriage is absurd. Yet while Massachusetts public officials say they oppose same-sex marriage, they say we must obey the law of the land. How did we get to a predicament that this off-the-wall opinion of four judges is accepted as the law of the land? It's bad enough that same-sex marriages are issued in Massachusetts, but now same-sex couples who receive their marriage licenses in Massachusetts are filing lawsuits to get activist judges to declare that this must be recognized by all the other states. Congress must use its authority granted in Article 3 of the Constitution to limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts and stop them from forcing other states to acquiesce in Massachusetts' flouting of the moral order.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says every man has a right to his opinion, but no man has a right to be wrong about the facts. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have John Robb with me today, another good friend. And John is a farmer in eastern Illinois. He farms along the Mississippi River. He's been in federal claims court. We're going to talk about his claims court experiences. Then he also knows a lot about the Dalton wild hog situation in southern Missouri and what's really transpiring from that, so we're going to talk about the Dalton wild hog situation, and also we're going to talk about how many agencies we have that try to control our lives, just as they did the Dalton families when it took 7 police cars with both federal and state employees in it to try to literally, well, they had $20,000 worth of tickets before those guys left, over trapping wild hogs because the government wanted you to trap the hogs in the first place and gave them the traps. Now, let's move along. John, hi.
Good morning.
Good to have you again on the Common Sense Coalition. Hey, we have a lot to talk about today. Tell me, what was the lawsuit all about when you were in federal claims court?
Well, in 1993, as everyone knows, we had this huge 500-year flood on the Mississippi River, and the levee and the district where I own property broke. The water, of course, flooded our entire district. And when the river went down, there was a hole in our levee, and the Corps of Engineers refused to fix it, even though water from their navigation pool, you know, they have these navigation dams up and down the river so we can haul corn to New Orleans. And they refused to fix it, and therefore their navigation pool was invading our land. And then after my inquiry for quite some time, the letters and so forth, they actually wrote us a letter and told us that they had a flowage easement to permanently flood our land, which would have made our land absolutely worthless.
Did they have a flowage easement?
No, they did not. They had flowage easements outside the levee in the river where they, you know, when you put the dam in it,
right,
the water up above the outside the bank of the river against our levee. They had a flowage easement to do that, but did not have a flowage easement inside our levee.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
No. And so then in combination with that and then the fact that in 1988 and 89, when we had the 50-year drought, we discovered this huge amount of seep water was coming out of the navigation pool. You know, the navigation pool is actually like a water tower adjacent to our land, and the water comes underneath this sand underlaid land and then seeps up, and you have to pump it all off, and it costs a lot of money to pump that water. And so that was the two primary things that we brought lawsuit against the Corps in federal claim, federal district court. And, of course, when we went to federal district court and we were accepted into district court, the Corps filed a affidavit saying that they did not have a flowage easement over our land. And so then that made the our argument in federal district court moot, and so it went on up to federal claims court because the damages would be greater than $10,000. And that went up there, and we filed our case in federal district court in 95, went up federal claims in 1997. We had the trial in January of 04. and the judge, Emily Hewitt, appointed by President Clinton, from Boston, went to Harvard, doesn't understand farming, obviously, and water levels and other things, ruled against us. And now we're in appeal, in the process of appealing her decision to the Federal Circuit of the Appeals Court.
Okay. Now, who is Black and Veatch?
Well, the reason Black and Veatch got involved here, they have an employee named Michael Ports that is a, you know, Black and Veatch is based out of Kansas City. They are a probably the top 10 in the top 10 of the construction and engineering companies in the world. Michael Ports has a resume that's incredible, a very qualified individual. And he testified as an expert witness for the Corps of Engineers after having gone to the Corps of Engineers office for 3 months during 03 in preparation for the trial, reviewing all the records, drawing specifications, et cetera. And after our engineer, an engineer from an engineering firm in Quincy, Illinois, testified that to all the facts that, you know, when you raise water in a river bottom with a dam above the nominal level of the river bottom, 4 to 6 feet, which these river bottoms are all flat and ours is like all the rest of them, that water without the dams would run around the dam and make the, you know, flank the dam and make the navigation dam useless. Well, Mr. Ports, under oath, testified that that would not happen. In other words, he testified that water 4 to 6 feet deep would support itself, stand up by itself, and not flank the dam, which is, you know, that's just absolutely contrary to all laws of physics. And
you have to have
facts.
A fellow there named Moses with a staff.
Pardon me?
If Moses was there as his staff, he could make it stand up.
Well, you know, that's amazing. I don't know what happens. I really don't know what happens to bureaucrats. But sometimes these people live in our neighborhoods, go to our schools, find people. They get themselves on a position that's untenable, and they'll stick with it no matter what. They circle the wagons, and here they go. So, you know, this argument's been going on with the Drainage District and the Corps of Engineers. There's 7 dams on the upper Mississippi where without the levees, the water would just simply flank the dams, and the Corps of Engineers stands up and argues it won't. And these people are some of the finest engineers in the world. It's incredible.
Well, why did they build the dams in the first place? The levees in the first place if it wasn't to keep the water from coming around?
Well, no. In most cases, all the dams in the drainage districts were built around the turn of the century to drain the swamp and kill off the sleeping sickness bearing mosquitoes.
I don't say get rid of the
mosquitoes and make this land productive and give a tax base along the transportation arteries of our country at that time. We didn't have interstate highways, you know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s. But then the Corps of Engineers came along and built their dams and attached them to our levees, or they built levees for a short distance up from the dam to an existing drainage district. So, yeah, without levees, there's no dams along the upper Mississippi. The navigation system wouldn't work.
Well, they don't want it to work.
Well,
do you think? I mean, isn't that? Hey, they want to drain some of the big dams out west.
Well, that's the environmental crowd.
I know that. But hey, these guys are right in the same buggy, aren't they?
Well, not all of them. The Corps of Engineers is I've said many times is one of the greatest infrastructure builders the world has ever known, and they have done some great things. You know, the dams on the upper Missouri. You know, without that, you know, you'd have a little mud flat and a little bit of water running down the middle and
hey, let's take a break
during the summertime.
Have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Field show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with John Robb. He, as we mentioned, is a farmer in eastern Illinois along the Mississippi River. He's had some problems with the flooding situation there, been in court. John, going into the commercial break, you were talking about the dams on the upper Missouri River and how great an organization the Corps of Engineers has been.
Well, yes. All I was saying is the building of many of these dams all over this country has been very helpful. There are a few that are dangerous, and a few of them have broken. You know, the Johnstown flood was caused by a bunch of rich folks had a little dam up in the hills, and it they didn't maintain it properly, and it broke and killed a bunch of people. So like everything, every good thing, you need maintenance, and some things don't work out. But as general, what the Corps has done, the navigation system and so on, has been really good, and the harbors around the country and around the world and all these other kind of things is good. But the environmental people jump in here, and, of course, there's a lot of environmental people within the Corps, along with a lot of good people in the Corps. And just like there's engineers in the Corps that are willing to stand on a position against the laws of physics, and there's other engineers that will not do such a thing. And so it's up to the people here. Our government, you know, is the best in the world. It's made up, Lincoln said, it's of the people, by the people, and for the people. And, you know, the people have to get involved and kind of help folks get back on the right track. I mean, my wife, she gets after me every now and then, you know what I mean? you know, everybody needs to kind of be plumbed up. And so that's what we're trying to do here. And I'd like to talk just a little bit more about this lawsuit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ruling and what happened to us. You know, we had, I told you a moment ago about the affidavit that they filed saying they didn't have a Floyd easement. Well, that position was established by an attorney that works for the Corps from 1959 to 1999. The Corps did a study back in the 40s that established damages and payment for damages caused by raising this water above people's land that they're farming along these drainage ditches or districts. And there was a settlement made and a release drawn up, which this gentleman drew up, and payments was made for just pumping, the cost of pumping water. So when he had this affidavit written and given to the court about no Floyd easements, it took us out of federal district court. Then we went into federal claims court. Then in deposition during discovery, he said they did have a Floyd easement, so he reversed himself there. And then he got on the stand at trial and reversed himself again, saying that we had they had a Floyd's easement in the drainage district. And then when we our attorney showed the drawings, the Corps' own drawings that showed all these Floyd's easements outside the levee in the river, of course he had to reverse himself again because he was dead wrong right in front of the judge. But then after that, in the same trial, they came back to the same theme that they did have Floyd's easements. Now,
isn't that reason for impeachment?
Man, I don't understand why this judge did not ask him to stand down. I don't understand it. But
yeah, I think you just had a bad judge.
Well, but, obviously.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. John, you were talking about your court situation.
Yes. Well, I just want to finish up here real quick about the other things that went on in court. And this judge ruled against us. Actually, she ruled that the statute of limitations had expired, which that's another argument too detailed to talk about here on the radio. But she also had, you know, this expert from Black & Veatch who testified that water wouldn't run downhill. And then they had the Corps also had an expert that on soil science that said corn roots only go down 12 inches deep into the soil, which was true before when we had a plow sole. I know you know about plow soles. All the farmers that up so the roots will go deeper. And he said that the roots would only go 14 to 15 inches across the country. And if we'd follow his management plan he laid out, we could raise 450 bushel corn with all of our drainage ditches full of water, because drainage ditches full of water is the only way the Corps' gravity flow scheme will work. So, I mean, this judge ruled these things despite all this stuff that was going on in the court that just was beyond belief. And I just want to point out from that, you know, it's so important to our society to have laws that are legitimate and equitable, and we have a judicial system that will judge according to sound law.
Well, you know, if she didn't know anything about what she was judging, why wouldn't she dismiss herself from that and get somebody in there that knew what they were doing?
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but I know there's a rumor during the election that this lady went to Harvard. You know, that's in Boston. She was recommended by Janet Reno for her appointment. And the rumor was that Kerry was going to make her the chief judge of the claims court, and her mission was to be to reduce these awards going out here that the government was paying out. So, I think this lady very likely has an agenda. I think she intended to rule how she ruled before she ever wrapped the gavel at the start of the trial.
You know, going back to this claims court, when this Wayne Hage thing finally is finished, and we if it goes like it looks like it's going to go, hey, the government is in a heap of trouble on all these land takings.
Oh, absolutely, and rightfully so, because if we don't have private property is the very foundation of liberty. I mean, you can have all the freedom of speech you can talk about, and it won't really do you any good if you can't own property and enjoy the fruits of your labor. And, government-owned property has been proven it doesn't work out.
Hey, let's go to the telephones. Richard, also in Illinois. Hi, Richard. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Derry. How are you?
Great and wonderful.
I think it's a privilege just being able to talk to you on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. You have me blown way out of proportion.
No, I don't. You know where it's at, and you got it all lined out. You know where it's at. I just wanted to tell you there was a lawsuit in the Smile Island Levy Drainage District, which is in the Hull School District there, just north of the Saverton Dam in Mississippi. And there was maybe half a dozen or eight landlords and tenants got together, and they sued the government because of damage done because of the dam and the high pool, and they collected.
Did they really get paid?
Yes.
Richard, thank you for calling. I am familiar with that case. That was back in 1982. And
all back,
landowners. And they went to court, and when they got the trial got accepted in court, the Corps settled with them and paid the SNI some $1.6 million and the landowners like $800 an acre to further drain their land so they could, farm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the exact figures. I just know I was born and raised there at Saverton Dam, so I just knew that it happened and so forth.
Hey, thanks for the call, Richard.
Hey, have a good day, and thank you.
Okie doke, we'll do that.
Yeah, Derry, there was another case on the Mississippi after the navigation dams went in place, too, along in the 1950s, where the Supreme Court actually ruled that raising the water table underneath land is the same as overflooding because it destroys the productivity of the land. So there's been some cases in our favor. But here recently there's been a lot more cases. You brought that one up out there in Tulare Lake Irrigation District that Judge Wiese ruled in favor of the farmers and water users versus the environmental crowd and the fairy shrimp and the Chinook salmon. And there's the other case that's coming up there at Klamath Falls where that case is for $1 billion.
Well, hey, anything those farmers get up there, they've certainly earned because the government literally destroyed their lives.
That's exactly right. Over nothing. Those suckers, there's all kinds of them, and they've actually came out now and said that that's true. But like the spotted owl, that was a whole hoax, too. That shut down the timber industry. I'd like to bring up an issue here, Derry, about a letter I've written to Governor Blunt.
All right, we have 1 minute. Can we do it in a minute?
Well, I can start on it. This is pretty simple. I've just simply written to the governor and reminded governor of his, in his inauguration speech on the 10th. He said that Jefferson said our society is to be governed by law, and that he has two books that he took his oath on. One was his Bible, and one was the Bible he's getting ready to give to his son. And so I wrote him a letter and asked him to look at reconsideration of our complaint to this Missouri Licensing Board. I mean the code of ethics in the state of Missouri for licensing engineers said they will do follow after the truth, and they will apply engineering standards as practiced in the state of Missouri. Well, I know in the state of Missouri the water will run downhill. And so something needs to be done to reprimand this company for doing what they did here. It's going to hurt a lot of people along Mississippi and Illinois River.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Coming Saturday, January the 22nd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell has a nice run of cows consigned to sell this Saturday, including a 30-head string of black and black baldies. They're 4 years old and older, bred to Angus bulls. March calvers from the Bauermeister Farms, along with a 50-head string from Gray Farms that'll start calving in February. Art Farms have offered 40 black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows that'll calve in February, along with 35 3 and 4 year olds that are open. Johnson Farms are selling 30 red white face good young cows, and Bennett will be in with 20 black and red white faces. They have babies by their sides. Ayers Farms, Idle Farms, and Jackson Farms will also be selling some top offerings. They'll be early spring calvers. These are just a few of the offerings that'll be selling at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, January the 22nd. That's at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Mark your calendar for the 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Again this year, finals on Sunday. The top pro stock tractors, the top unlimited super stock tractors, four-wheel drive trucks and funny trucks, and the top super modified tractors will all have a shootout on Sunday to declare the overall champion. You'll see the best of the best pullers from 30 states and Canada, as seen on ESPN2 and the Outdoor Channel. It's bigger than ever, and come early for the Pullers Trade Show and meet your favorite drivers up close. The 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's part of the Lucas Oil Power Pulling Series and sponsored by Jasper Engines, Lucas Oil, K&N Filters, and Duramax Diesel. Order your tickets today at any Ticketmaster location or go online to atpapullersonline.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, visitors are a lot like fish. After 3 days, they both stink. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. John, did you need to finish your letter with Blunt? Because I want to talk about the Daltons and the wild hog situation.
Yes, well, I just want to say that, you know, the Black and Veatch Company out of Kansas City there, you know, they're an outstanding company. And just like, you know, I believe from what I know of Governor Blunt, he's an outstanding individual. He's going to be a tremendous asset for the state of Missouri. But, you know, when I wrote a letter to Governor Blunt, I have not gotten an answer back from him, and I don't understand that. And I'm going to pursue something else to get his attention. And Black and Veatch, when I wrote them a letter thinking that this outstanding company that's accomplished so much and done so much good around the world building things for people, that when they realized what had been done here in their name, they'd do something about it. But instead, they sent me a letter threatening me to use all legal remedies against me. And, you know, I just hope that we can call ourselves back here. And I just wanted to say real quickly, these judges, you know, like Judge Roy Moore, you know, I am very much in favor of a man like Judge Roy Moore that knows the Bible. He knows our laws. He knows where our laws came from. He has tremendous integrity and principle and is not afraid. And I just salute him. And I just, people that want to, you know, our judicial system is so important. And we need judges that fear God and understand where our Constitution came from.
And, you know, the Bible talks a lot about judges.
No, absolutely.
In fact, there is one book that is called Judges.
That's correct. If you don't, everybody has disputes. You know, I mean, the Bible says our heart is wicked above all things and evil above all things is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our Constitution was written by men that knew we had to protect ourselves from each other from the other person and also from ourselves. And that's what government does. And the heart of it is the judicial system because we all have disagreements.
Well, speaking of disagreements, the other day when GB was on the air with me, you know, Judge Roy Moore are very good friends. In fact, we had Judge Roy Moore on the air. He came up to my hotel room when we were in Reno this summer, and we did a program. Had a lot of fun. But, Judge Roy Moore, GB said he has gotten invited to tomorrow's inaugural. And I said I wouldn't go if I was Judge Moore. And Beth said, oh, Derry, you're wrong about that. My wife said, Derry, you're wrong about that. There's the two smartest people in the world. How do you look at that?
Well, I think it's a great thing. You know, I was highly impressed.
You thought he should go to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I absolutely think he should. And the reason is because, you know, when the first presidential debate in 2000 took place in Iowa, they had a setup question for President Bush that they thought would cause a lot of people to abandon him. And that was, what figure has influenced you more than anyone else in your life? And he had immediately, without any hesitation, said Jesus Christ. And that shocked them real good. And so I believe President Bush is looking toward the Lord to help him, and he reads his Bible. But he needs someone that's real well-based. You know, when you first turn to the Lord, you know, you don't know everything all at once. And apparently that's the problem with...
You have to be fed milk, and you're not ready for meat yet, according to St. Paul.
Yeah, right. Bush needs a little help here and there like all the rest of us. And Judge Roy Moore, I tell you, he has a real understanding of the law and the Bible and so on, and he could really help him. And I just hope that he'll go on up there and he'll be introduced around to people and be able to talk to people. I mean, and maybe call some of these folks back. You know, we've got some very... We got some outstanding in this people in this country who just kind of got off on the wrong way a little bit, and they just need a nudge or two to get back.
Well, I think he's more than a little bit on the wrong way. It's the way he's destroyed our Constitution through the Patriot Act and all of this stuff.
Well, you know, some of these things, you know, I mean, they have got way off, and if it wouldn't hurt so bad, it'd be downright funny. But
well, it's not funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway, let's move along here very quickly because one of the things I want to discuss today is the Dalton situation. And, of course, let's bring our listeners up to date on this. And you really have spent more time talking to the Daltons than I have. But on December the 8th, 7 tax-funded vehicles with state and federal agents charged up the driveway and into the yard of Bill and Kathy Dalton's home in Douglas County, Missouri. That's down in the Ozarks near the Mark Twain National Forest. In fact, they're surrounded by National Forest. And what they had done, they had been trapping hogs. And these are wild hogs, feral hogs, whatever you want to call the hogs. They'd been trapping them, and they were using traps that had been given them by the United States Department of Agriculture because, of course, the Forest Service, who runs the Mark Twain Forest, is the Forest Service is under the Department of Agriculture. So they had a Department of Agriculture, I guess, trapper come out there and show them how to set up the traps, furnish the doors for the traps, and then... These 7 agents came out because they had set up a sting operation. And the sting operation, they claimed that they had, I don't remember what all they claimed they'd done wrong, but they claimed they got the Dalton boys to take them on a hog hunt. And the boys wouldn't even take the guns. They weren't even going to take their dogs until the sting people wanted them to say, oh, you have to take your dogs. They had a hog in a trap. They released the hog so that the dogs could run it down and these agents could shoot it. And then they fined them for not having a livestock dealer's license, which they did not need in the state of Missouri. They fined them for not having a fur trapper's license. They fined them for turning a hog loose on government property. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. Now, let's go from there, John. Where are we?
Well, what happened was... An individual from the Missouri Agriculture Department, a veterinarian, I'm assuming.
It was Larry Forger.
He came back out with his part of the ticket, and wrote void across his tickets and their tickets and said the tickets were canceled, you know, somewhat with his hat in his hand, somewhat embarrassed, I'm assuming. And so that part, the most expensive part of those tickets have gone away.
That was $20,000 worth of fines.
$20,000 worth of fines, and Bill Dalton and Kathy are actually small agricultural producers. They raise and train cutting horses and run a few calves on the grass and so on. And just like all the rest of us trying to make a living down there, and they sure didn't need that. And so we're really glad that happened. But we still have these tickets by from the Forest Service, which we're working on. And Senator Talent's office, by the way, is working on this too.
I was going to say, you say we're working on it. How are we working on that?
Well, trying to bring up the understanding of people of, about what has happened here. And one of the things we're trying to do from this, and that's one of the reasons I was on your program once before about this, was to raise the understanding of people across the country that things like this have happened and what maybe we could do about it, which is look into why we have 7 agencies, 4 state and 3 federal, managing the natural resources across the country and, you know, just constantly getting involved with people's lives, their property, their businesses, and et cetera. We're spending an awful lot of tax dollars, and it looks like duplication of lies. I mean, how in the world can why do we need 7 agencies to do these things? You know, I mean, we're looking for a place to cut the budget. And what I'm trying to get together is a group of people with these anecdotal situations like the Daltons, where we can go and testify before appropriations committees in Congress and the Senate and have them look into these agencies and find out why we need all these people.
You know, we don't.
No, I don't think we do either. New Zealand some years back had a terrible time with people trying to control their land and so forth, and they got all ticked off. And I read this editorial. I don't know where I read it.
Okay, and in prisms. Do you take in prisms?
They elected a very conservative government, and they looked into their Forest Service, and there were several thousand people. You know, New Zealand's not a very big country, and they laid them all off at one. These folks had to go get a job in the private industry, and they're saying now that they're happier than they were when they were working for the government. The forest products and forest protection and management and so forth is going along just fine in New Zealand. And, you know, I think that's the case here. We've got a lot of good professional people out here in these agencies, but we've got a bunch of people that don't know the first thing about managing a forest or managing wildlife. I mean, they're just political people. It's got a political job, and they need to find them a job they're better suited for.
Like flipping hamburgers at McDonald's?
Well, I don't know about that.
That'd be a good place for them to start. They could get some practical information there.
Yeah, they get some practical experience, right. Learn to find out what really happens to a cow and why we raise them.
But anyway, you did some work on this once upon a time, did you not?
Well, yes, I did. I was a chairman, founding chairman of the Upper Mississippi, Illinois-Missouri Rivers Association, and from that, I got to testify before Congress several times, and I just happened to be testifying before an appropriations committee when the Republicans took over the House from 40 years of domination by the Democrats.
Okay, hang on right there. Let's come back. We're going to take another break. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. I don't think I've given that number out. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Return. John, you were just talking about how during the, when the Republicans had just taken over the House, what year was that?
That was, they won the election in 1994 and they took over in the winter of 1995. I testified in March of 95.
Okay. And you got some budgets cut, did you not?
Well, I did. You know, the navigation system, according to the environmental groups, has damaged the rivers terribly. In fact, I believe dams and rivers actually improve the aquatic wildlife. I mean, after all, water, aquatic is water, and when you got more water and it's stable, you have a lot more aquatic wildlife. And so they had this budget for $21 million a year and wasting it building mud puddles when we had more mud puddles than we needed for ducks we had. And so they cut that budget to $13 million. And so we never missed it, as far as I could tell. I live along the river, and all the rest of them live along the river. We never missed it. And so I think that's the same case with the Forest Service and these conservation departments in these states and DNRs and all these other duplicate organizations we've got managing our natural resources.
For whatever it's worth, that's one of the things Blunt has done. He's fired a whole bunch of people at DNR, I understand.
Well, I don't know that much about, you know, I was raised in Ripley County. I live in Illinois now, and I know something about Governor Blunt because of my family all supported him. But, you know, I'd suspect a man of his stature and his principles and so forth would, that's exactly what he'd wind up doing. He'd look at what they need and do something about it if they're not needed. And so I just applaud him for that. But I don't think that's just a starter. We need a real thorough review nationally. And that's what I'm saying. I'd like to give out my email address.
Okay,
here,
please do.
Right. Huh?
Do. Please do.
Okay, it's initial J-R-O-B-B at MTCO, that'd be MargaretTomCatOffice.com. And anybody that has some of these anecdotal things that's happened to people where these agencies has just got completely out of bounds, like this sting operation against the Daltons, if something like that has happened to you, if you'd contact me, We want to try to get together a panel, and we already have, you know, Jim Beers, you know him. He's a 30-year veteran of the Forest Service, a biologist. He's already signed on. He's ready. We could go up to Congress and bring this to Congress's attention to let them look into these things.
Yeah, that's the only way to control this thing is to cut budgets, because they can't operate. You know, if these people really believed in what they were doing, they'd do it without a salary.
I don't know about that. I mean,
well, sure they would. I'm doing what I'm doing without a salary.
You know, I'm a farmer. I'm done without a salary.
I was going to say.
But, you know, an awful lot of people can't eat acres like this hillbillies from Missouri can, you know.
Well, we'd catch a few wild hogs, and Kathy Dalton's going to tell us how to do that. She's on the line. We're going to wait just about 30 more seconds here to take a break, and then when we come back, we have Kathy with us to wind this program up. But we've had several callers we haven't been able to take today, mainly just because we had too many different topics to cover, too much ground to plow. Hang on there. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is the company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201. Well, we've saved the best to last. We're in the home stretch here. Kathy Dalton, hi. She's the hog lady. You're on the air, Kathy.
How are you?
I am fantastic. And you, my dear?
Well, I'm better.
Better.
At least we've got the two big tickets voided.
Well, that's what we talked about a little earlier. Did you hear the first part of the program?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Hey, for some reason, she's not coming through loud enough. Are you talking right into the telephone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I know that you get louder than that sometimes.
Well, I can.
Like when Larry Forger drives up and wants to cancel your tickets. You didn't even want to let him come in so he could cancel your tickets.
No, I just wasn't crazy about him even being on my place.
What do you have to tell us today, Kathy?
Well, we've got the two big tickets took care of, but where Jim Talent's office is really working hard on trying to make the boys' four tickets go away. But I just wanted to let you know that I had called. They give them a ticket for not having a guide permit, so to speak, and for not having a big game operation permit. Well, I called the conservation department here. We have an office here in Ava, and asked them for both of those permits, and they said they didn't have such a thing.
Really?
And so I guess these two tickets, you know, they actually come from the forestry department. But before this all happened, the forestry department called and talked to me personally and said they had a person from the Kansas City area wanting to go hog hunting, and they were just calling us to give us their number for us to take them hunting. Well, they didn't tell us then that we needed any kind of a special guide permit or a special use permit or anything. And I think at that time they should have said, we're giving you this number, but you need this and this and this to be able to take these people hunting.
Well, it was a sting operation, and they wanted to what they want to do is get you off your land. You're an in-holder there, are you not?
What's an in-holder?
An in-holder has federal land all around them.
No, we don't actually join. We're really close, but we don't actually join the government, as we call it.
All right, but you're still in the forest.
Well, pretty close to it.
Right.
Yeah.
See, they don't want people, they don't even want people around there. And for whatever it's worth, Kathy, you need to give Wanda Benton a call. But they have a what they call a prescribed burn coming up this spring, and I don't know how much of the country they're going to try to burn up, but if they burn up a few homes, that'll go right along with what they did out west.
Yeah. Well,
they don't. They used to call them controlled burns,
yeah.
But when they started burning up people's homes, well, they decided not to call it controlled anymore.
It wasn't controlled.
Well, I think it was, but.
Well, yeah, that could be true, too. Well, I just think this whole thing, when we contacted Senator Jim Talent's office, he said this whole thing is ludicrous. Mr. Bond and Mr. Talent and Mr. Blunt's offices are all working on this. The boys were supposed to have two tickets in Taney County. Their court date was a week ago today. And they didn't even file them till 2 days later. I mean, just the whole thing is just stupid.
Here's another thing that they have been known to do. I say they. I'm just talking about the government in general. They'll give a wrong court date. So when you don't show up, they'll say, well, you didn't come. Well, they changed the court date, and you didn't know that.
And you should have been notified.
Yeah. But we've had several cases of that. Are you familiar with that, John?
No, I'm not really, Derry, but one of the things I'd like to say here real quickly, I'd like to salute Bill Dalton. When they tried to force him or intimidate him to sign this application for a livestock dealer's license, he refused to do it. And I just think that's what all of us need to do. When we know that our government's doing things that aren't right, we need to stand our ground and not be intimidated.
Okay, and hey, we are out of time. Thanks for the call, Kathy. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Thank you.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.